Saddam, not my mom!
It's showtime. Let's kick some ass.
All your base are belong to us.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most refreshing podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Andy and Skylar. What's up, guys?
I felt good.
Yeah.
It's fresh.
I am quenched.
Yeah, we planned that one. That took about 45 minutes.
And we're not joking.
I'm doing okay.
Yeah, I've been up since 4, but I'm doing good.
Oof.
I opened.
I had a D&D session two nights ago.
Nice. How'd that go? Did you win?
Yeah, I guess.
Did your character do it with a nerd? Can you do that in D&D? Your characters do it?
What? Oh, like...
Can you kind of do whatever you kind of want to do in D&D?
There's like some things that like sexual stuff in like 3.5 edition for D&D. Like there's like books for it. Whether you have to deal with like pregnancies and whatnot.
The Dungeon and Dragons Kama Sutra.
But my character didn't die. Came close, didn't.
Oh, that's good.
Which is good.
Yeah,
and
to
it was
start.
Funny because I was stepping in. It was someone else's character,
oh.
And I wasn't even involved.
Oh, nice!
She just killed it.
Yeah. First move.
Like there's certain moves that you can only use once a day. And he
now is a day an actual our time day or is there like a different time period?
It's their time period. Whatever's in the game. Like it hasn't been a day, like when we come back to the game. But when the guy who I stepped in for comes back, he's going to find that every one of his daily powers is gone. Because I use them all. Because I don't give a fuck. So.
Too bad you can't trade sexual, like...
Partners.
Sexual, like...
Tips.
Sorry, I'm tired. Sexual favors to get, like, to open a gate or get past a troll. Seduce the troll.
It was one D&D campaign I was playing. It was a 13-year-old orc prostitute played by my friend Mitch. And Mitch is kind of a weird guy.
Did he pick it or did he get chose it?
Yeah, he made it.
All right. Yeah. All right, Mitch. Cool.
He named her, here's how he said it, The Kiss. The Kiss.
Say that again?
The Kiss.
Oh, no. Like.
But he was like, The Kiss. And like he just spent the entire night talking like that. It's like, let's go get some branches over there. You and me alone.
He's gonna rape someone in a couple of years.
Yeah.
Don't leave that place alone.
Yeah. The Kiss.
Buddy system when you're around that guy.
But yeah, that was.
You're taking a poop and then your shower curtains just open. Hey,
The Kiss. Welcome to The Kiss.
Just Skylar like, no! No!
But he just spent the entire night, and he did not break that character. Like we weren't like serious into it, where everyone had to like act out as their character. He was just doing that.
Okay, guys, you want to take a break? Maybe go to the gas station, get some chips or something?
The Kiss wants the Mountain Dew. The Kiss.
But recharge my fuel.
It's good.
That's a good point.
Thank you.
We will call that character Mitch.
So, how was your week?
Yeah, worked. School.
I was talking to Matt. I was just looking at you.
No, my week was pretty boring, too, except blackout in a bathtub, but, you know, whatever.
That's what alcohol does to you. That's always a good night, though. Until you're 20, like, I think 28 is when you... When getting blackout drunk is kind of like, come on.
Yeah, it wasn't as fun as you think.
I love watching
It was
Matt.
Up until then.
I love watching Matt, like, not when he's, like, super drunk, but when he's, like, you know, pretty...
Jolly?
Not gonna drive drunk. And, like... Yeah.
That's a good kind of drunk.
Yeah.
Anytime I've seen Matt at that stage, he's always just been, like, walking around, his eyes wide open, just, like, smiling. And he has, like... Like, he just stands perfectly straight. Like, there's a rod in his spine. You're just like, hi. Like, you're just observing everything and just smiling. You're content.
I am content, but You know usually I want to sit when I reach that area.
You know what I was thinking about?
What's up?
Doing quarterly keggers. One for every season.
That would be great.
Winter kegger.
Spring would be awesome. Kegger.
We can hook up some heat lamps in my garage and shit and just drink.
Yeah.
It's an idea.
The quarterly kegger.
Yeah. Send out newsletters.
We gotta set up some sort of thing for...
We still gotta get drunk and do a podcast. One of these days.
We're gonna have to do that soon.
Yeah. Or are we gonna day drink and watch Price is Right before you leave for the Navy?
Yeah, you gotta let me know when we do that.
We can do the Lush Cast.
The Lush Cast.
Yeah, we'll call it that.
Yeah,
Jamil will be like, what are you doing? I'm drinking. 9? 9 in the morning?
My day's over.
Still... Be well, there when I get home.
More to hear after you get done with a good day of day drinking. You feel like a piece of shit if you do it right.
Well, then you're gonna, pass out and wake up at 8. Yeah. be like, well, shit. It's fucking 8 o'clock at night. I'm just starting my day.
Yeah. Sleep's gonna be fucked up for a while.
Yeah. Well, guys, I have a ton of stories, ton of news stories over everything.
Good.
All right, let's do it.
These guys don't stand a chance.
Grab your controller and brush up on your gaming lingo. You're going to need it. This is gaming news on 3 Hit Combo.
Sit down and shut up.
All right, guys.
I always feel like there should be an echo whenever you say 3 Hit Combo. I don't know why. Like 3 Hit Combo.
Okay. Duly noted.
I don't know. I think you'd give it some ambience. Anyways, what do we got?
I don't know if we can get through this story.
Wait. Half-Life 3 is not being made.
No.
G4. Oh, God.
G4 is dead. Well,
did you ever watch G4?
Oh, it's been a little bit.
There you go. So has everyone else.
So what's up with it?
Well, G4 Network has been around for about 10 years now, and some people
really
say it was some people say it was really getting its footing, especially this guy here in the article says, with Attack of the Show, Ninja Warrior, and X-Play. I preferred it back in like 05, 06 when everything was gaming related, but God forbid a gaming channel.
I was going to say it was mainly gaming.
Yeah, it was mainly gaming, yeah. And then they're like, hey, cops, cheaters.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ah.
Have you seen that?
Like, I don't have G4.
Then late at night they'll run like old episodes of Banzai and MXC.
Yeah.
Which is I accepted that. That was pretty good. That was a good add on.
But yeah, basically to me, I mean, Attack of the Show and X Play were really good. Ninja Warrior was good too, but it wasn't necessarily gaming related.
It's sort of like G4 is becoming to games what MTV is to music and History Channel is
to
history.
Damn it. I was gonna use the MTV analogy.
Yeah.
You snooze, you lose.
And History Channel now. History Channel to History.
Dude, I actually...
Monsters, really? Oh, yeah.
I actually get excited when there's legitimately, like, history shows. I'm like, oh yes! Civil War!
Adolf Hitler, yeah!
If it's anything Civil War, I'm like, no.
NBC Universal, the channel's parent company, said that it's looking to change to a more sophisticated look while remaining true to its video game roots. Which it's not going to do that because they're going to turn it to a TV version of GQ.
Oh my god.
And eschewing its nerd focus in favor for something more modern male.
So it's going to be Spike?
I hope not. Spike's way over the top.
This is what men do. Deadliest warrior in football, and monster trucks, and steel, and barbed wire.
It's like plenty of Samuel
all
L. Jackson.
All in a half hour.
Look, Spike, I can see right through you. You are clearly trying to pander to me right now, and I will not let you do that.
Do
I'm gonna watch
that.
Lifetime. No, Spike, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to leave.
It comes in the room, and it's just like, if I keep an open hand, it's not abuse.
I guess they have the video game awards or whatever.
Spike?
Yeah, they do, but that's...
Dude, there are some channels that do more gaming shit than G4, I swear, sometimes.
Yeah.
Like,
didn't it say, like, 50 Cent Bulletproof beat out?
No, that was Maxim magazine that said 50 Cent Bulletproof is better than Bioshock.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got us, Maxim. Now print your retraction. Print it.
We should just start sending them threat letters from years ago.
You remember back in, 2007?
Seven, I think, was when Bioshock was out. Yeah.
Okay, so from moving to bad news, or I guess inevitable news, we all knew G4 was dying. We saw it for the past few years.
Yeah, it's been slowing down.
Yeah.
But I knew less and less people watched it.
Yeah, but moving to good news, Ubisoft is scrapping always-on DRM for PC games.
Good.
In an interview with RPS Today, Ubisoft tells us that they will no longer use their controversial always-on DRM. In fact, they quietly scrapped it months ago, but haven't made that official until now. In what is really a remarkable turnaround, the publisher pledges that from now on, they will only require a single online activation after installing, with no activation limits, nor limits on how many PCs may be activated.
Well, that's very good of them.
Nice.
And they also say you can now play your single-player games offline. You don't need to be connected to the internet all the damn time.
Valve still hasn't fixed that with Steam. If Steam is down, you know, you're shit out of luck.
Yeah, that's what sucks about Steam. There's like, it seems like it'd be a really easy thing to do.
Yeah.
Like, just have more download space.
I don't know.
But I guess they're pretty committed to having like a really light program that doesn't slow you down too much.
Man, I remember when Steam used to be shit. Shit. Like when Half-Life 2 first came out, it was like
how long ago was that?
04.
Yeah. Where's the next one?
May 04, May or April 04 is when it came out. Trust me, I was waiting a while.
So it's been like 8 years in the making.
This game better be good. Half-Life 3. It's not even announced.
You're gonna Duke Nukem Forever it.
I really hope they don't, but God. Well, I mean, they got one thing going for them, though.
I don't think
they
can quite Duke Nukem Forever.
They haven't even showed anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just know somewhere, someone's got a folder on their desktop.
Plus, the bar's not that
Half-Life
high
3.
Because Half-Life 2 sucked. I'm just kidding.
I know you're trolling me.
Andy went all anti-troll there. He just looked at me like, no, not this time.
Yeah. Someone's desk has a file folder that says Half-Life 3. And that guy had a stroke.
And he's still working on it.
Yeah.
He's in the hospital. He's just got like one hand coding. I made the mistake.
Get a stroke. He's not retarded.
He's doing the HTML coding on like a typewriter. So anytime he messes up, he just has to scrap the whole thing.
They code it in Flash.
Oh my God. This game was made from scratch with Flash.
From the Anal Network, the next Xbox apparently has a poorly made processor chip.
Which, I mean, it's too early now, so read
well,
some of the facts.
According to the latest gossip, Microsoft stated, as it meant to go on when it made the Xbox 360, out of bits of cardboard and blue tack. Okay, let me get the article writer's joke out of the way and get to the actual stuff. Microsoft said it has outsourced production to three separate factories in hope that somebody can fix the processor, which has been functioning at a painfully slow rate, quality by semi-accurate.
I wonder who they sourced it out to.
Yeah,
I would have did it to Pentium and AMD. They're smart, the top guys.
The system was said to be gearing up for September 13, 2013 launch, but this issue may risk pushing it back. The site also claims that the next Xbox is set to have an IBM PowerEN PowerPC variant.
For people, that's what the old Apple PCs used. I'm not saying it's old technology. It's just they switched to Intel instead of that processor.
Moles are openly talking about AMD times 86 CPU cores.
Does AMD make PowerPC?
I don't know.
To the Google. I got it.
And more surprisingly, it adds, a newer than expected GPU. How new? The HD 7000 series, or at least a variant of the GCN cores, heavily tweaked by Microsoft for their specific needs.
That's pretty new. I have a 6850. Yeah. And that was pretty new.
And I see the comment section. Everybody's, oh, what color are the rings going to be this time? But here's what I'm saying is last time Microsoft had a problem with their console, they didn't do anything about it. At least this time they're doing something about it.
Yeah.
Oh, they've probably learned their lesson through and through.
Yeah, like, okay, if it gets pushed back.
All right. IBM did make PowerPC. Okay. Cool.
So it's just like.
It's like Intel Pentium, IBM.
Okay. Yeah, same. So yeah, I don't care if they push it back.
Yeah, as long as I think they learned a lot from the Xbox 360. Like, they're going to push out quality.
They really rushed the first Xbox like out as quick as they could. Then the PS3 waited like what, an extra like 8 months or something.
It was an extra year.
Cuz they wanted to be first, and then
that
you kind of realize that you don't need to be first.
Yeah,
just need to be best.
Yeah.
Or yeah, and not and not have kinks. Yeah. Not have an architecture or a computer architecture that looks like something Dolly drew. Like the PS3 architecture is retarded.
All right, Skyler, you gonna take a shot with your bottle into the trash can? Fail.
I got water all over.
Yeah, I got water on me too. Thanks.
All right, no single player only games according to EA.
Dude, they just keep fucking poking the bear. Dude.
Electronic Arts, the dark knight of the gaming industry, has no plans for any single-player-only games from its studios. According to EA label president Frank Gibeau, a promotional pamphlet for upcoming conference Cloud Gaming USA has several comments from him and other gaming figures. He said, quote, "I have not greenlit one game developed as a single-player-only experience. Today, all of our games include online applications and digital services that make them live 24/7, 365. The statement does not exclude games that are mainly single player, but it makes it clear that at the very least, efforts like Mass Effect 3, which had a campaign as well as online multiplayer and other social elements, are now the standard for EA.
They should look at giant awesome games like the Fallouts, the Skyrims, all single player, no online. Yeah. The huge game of the years. Borderlands, I guess it did, but it didn't have online play.
Yeah, and Portal 2, I don't think was marketed as a multiplayer game. And
they marketed it hard as multiplayer.
Well, I mean, like all the awards it won weren't didn't have anything to do with multiplayer, did they?
I think they actually did. Sorry, I don't mean to be business.
No.
I think they did get a bunch of co-op awards. Sorry.
Oh.
It won like 75 awards. That game got a ridiculous amount of awards. But that's just, I don't know. Like, I think single player only games, they get so much more. I think you get a lot of life out of like a good single player game.
Like Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, Assassin's Creed. I'm still playing Brotherhood. I just beat the newest one, but I'm still playing Brotherhood. Because there's just a lot of life in it.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't have to worry about like the technology of like hosting a server and everything like that and keeping bandwidth wide for all these different games, I mean, you can
focus
more on the story.
Like a company doesn't have to worry about allocating all that like server space, all that, and like dividing up the game, like the game engine between having like the single player like chunk of the disc and the multiplayer disc. They can just everything in one thing.
I think a lot of times people will just focus more on graphics and, you know, actual story in a one player game. But I mean, you do have some that bridge the gap, like Bad Company 1. That was a good one. And that one had some pretty solid multiplayer, but it wasn't amazing.
And it kind of, on the opposite side of things, games that are made for only online shouldn't try to add single player, kind of like Battlefield 3. It was a decent single player, but there was nothing.
Yeah, Battlefield 2 was the same way.
Yeah,
Bad Company actually had something going for it.
Yeah, Bad Company had a legit story.
But yeah,
story.
The basic Battlefield games, like, it was just like, go here, protect this,
blow this up. Oh, okay, cool.
All right, why?
But
because the bad guys are there.
Ooh, get the bad guys. Bad Company 2, I saw was going for like $18.
Was it?
That's still pretty good for that. That old of a game.
I was thinking about scooping it up because I still haven't played it. Just did Bad
Borderlands 2 comes out next week or something.
Yeah, I finished my pre-order for it.
I got my dad hooked on Borderlands 1, so I'm hoping he'll go halvesies with me.
There you go, and then we can play online before I leave. And then, you know,
it depends
after
on
I get out of basic.
When you get out of basic, probably. Because the chances of me getting around to it soon are very slim.
Yeah, either that or I'll probably try and scoop up Guild Wars 2. But my goal is to get a really nice laptop after basic training and then go to maybe some PC
gaming.
Let's
blow it all on strippers, Skyler.
That too.
All
booze.
Of it.
I'll be 21 then.
All of it.
All of it.
All of the money.
One night.
One night.
One bar. We will shut it down.
I'll have about $1,500 in singles. I'll just be like walking around with a radio flyer wagon and just dump it on the stage.
Dance like, for me.
Dance, monkey, dance.
All you get is like a vagina flash. You're like, no, it's not worth it.
I'm taking some of his back. Just scoop it back up into the wagon.
People around the stage are all just like looking at me. She's like, what the fuck, bro? You're just
look at that guy flashing his money.
Yeah. Biggest cock block ever. And she'd be like, fuck you.
I have muscles now. You can't fight me.
King of the strippers!
Valve is jumping into the hardware market.
Again.
Valve currently has a job posting for an industrial engineer, and avoiding any definitive statements on what it means, declares it is getting into the hardware business. They say, quote, "We're frustrated with the lack of innovation in the computer hardware space, so we're jumping in."
I don't think PCs need to be innovated like game consoles do.
You don't think so?
No, really. Like, PCs have been like this for the past 20 years.
Yeah.
And they've been doing well. I mean, they're not doing that great, but they're still doing pretty well. Big games are still being made for it. Guild Wars, MMOs, they're all still being made for PCs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't really think there's ever going to be a huge revamp
for
PCs. It's sort of like tablet gaming is going to shut down consoles and stuff. Yeah. Like, that whole statement.
PCs will still be around. Like, Unreal, the guys, the Gears of War guys, their new game is it's the first game to use their Unreal 4 engine, and it's a PC exclusive game.
Okay.
And so it goes to show that PC is still good. It's just not big. It's there.
Hey, we're still here.
Yeah, that's all.
All right, 2012 is the game, the year of the game, according to Kickstarter.
Why so?
Why so? Kickstarter this year, over $50 million has been raised for gaming-related projects, which is a drastic change from the $3.6 raised last year and the $519,000 raised in 2010.
I didn't even know Kickstarter was around until like 4 months ago.
Yeah, they've been around for
3 years. Like last February.
basically, the gaming section of Kickstarter now is their second largest.
Oh, what's the first?
Ooh, it doesn't say.
Porn.
But, so Kickstarter is being used to create all these games that basically major companies don't want. And they even put a video here of, you know, montages of people that have been on Kickstarter saying, like, oh, here's my game. You know, I want you guys to help me make it. And then, you know, there's this thing where these two guys sit down and one of them's like, look, I really want to make some tweaks to your game, you know, modernize it a bit. First of all, I want to make it a first-person shooter. And he's like, second of all, something like, I want to use motion controls. And he's like, yeah, why don't we just fire birds out of guns as well? And he's like, I'm glad we're on the same page. it's really cool. Kickstarter is, you're getting some sweet games out of Kickstarter.
Angry Birds, first person shooter.
Oh, Jesus.
Motion controlled.
Yeah. Use your Kinect to launch birds.
Use this plushy bird peripheral.
Oh my god.
Like Baby Mama. Or whatever it is.
Cooking Mama?
No, it's the babysitting version of it. Babysitting Mama.
There's literally a babysitting game?
Yes.
Why?
And if you buy it, you get...
Well, that's what a Tamagotchi was.
With this one, you have to buy it in like a 20-something dollar pack where it comes with a stuffed animal baby.
Oh my god.
And you jam your Wiimote into its back. And then, you know, you rock it or something like that. Pretty much you don't need it. You can just hold the Wiimote.
Yeah.
And then...
Well, like Tamagotchis, we could at least take with us.
Yeah,
I can't walk around with my fucking Wiimote and baby. Wiimote and me. My baby and Wiimote.
But there was... anytime I play any of the Mama games... It's always gets so competitive between me and a group of my friends where we're just
They're competitive games, dude.
Yeah.
Cooking Mama especially. Holy shit.
There's one. We can't figure out what the hell it is, but it's called Pound the Moshi. And it's a...
Sex act.
That's masturbating, dude.
Well, there's like this white blob in a tub, and pretty much one player slams a hammer down on it, and the other player waves their hand over it. And you have to do pound, wave, back and forth. And it eventually speeds up. And if you hit the player's hand...
He comes.
Yeah, that. But it slows back down. But we don't know what the fuck is the purpose of the hand wave. Just stick your hand in the steam.
I don't know. Maybe Google a video of Moshi and see how is Moshi made.
There you go.
The United Nations is using Minecraft to solve real-world problems.
I saw some pictures of it.
Yeah.
Did I send you that?
No, I don't believe you sent me this one.
I didn't find it interesting.
Developer Mohang revealed in a program titled Block by Block, it's a system that will be working alongside UN Habitat to act as a tool for urban planning. The goal for Block by Block is to incorporate kids into the design process, Mohang explained, by giving them the opportunity to show planners and decision makers how they would like to see their cities in the future.
Dirt city.
It's basically, before an area is rebuilt, the local youth can come in and show the builders what they want to see by reconstructing a digital version of the area. Block by Block is currently being used for an assignment in Nairobi to rehabilitate 300 public spaces by 2016.
We cannot build a 64-foot dick. I'm sorry, kids.
It's a 64 meters.
Sorry.
It's a 1x1x1 meter block.
Look, kids, I know you really want your lava waterfall here, but we can't. Do that.
How could I find my home in the middle of the night? Huh?
No, no, kids, it's okay. Don't worry, we will not be incorporating creepers into your life.
What Brian about the nether?
Brian Peppers is in the background just, hey.
This is where I want my nether portal, right here. Oh, sweet Jesus.
Yes, kids.
Right, so we spark it, right? Oh, my God!
In real life, kids, yes, there are people you don't want to look in the eye. Just like the Enderman.
In their end, men.
That's dollar. A dollar.
Dollar. Get the fuck out of here.
Dollar and leave.
No.
You're muted for the podcast.
All right, guys. So Turner Broadcasting Media, the company responsible for Cartoon Network, has announced Toonami will be an entire channel. That means 24 hours running anime and cartoons. But there's a small catch. It will arrive in early 2013 and will only be available in Southeast Asia.
Fuck!
All right.
There's
going to be fucking websites that stream that shit, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, but it's going to be in, like, Vietnamese.
Vietnamese.
Yeah. You know, guys. Thank you. The USS Sterrett, the ship I'm hoping to be on, is patrolling Southeast Asia.
You gonna hook cable up to that thing?
You start kicking open some doors. You're like, I need to watch Toonami. I need my Dragon Ball.
So yeah, I'm gonna probably be watching that then.
Yeah,
sucks to be you guys stateside.
We get a picture message from you like a bloody corpse, and then Toonami. You're like, hey guys, guess where I'm at? The brig.
Guys, that will do it for gaming news.
That was a lot of gaming news.
It was. I got quite a bit of technology news, too.
Technology!
You ready?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Good news, everyone. We're online.
Plug in, power up, and listen in. This is technology news.
Whoa.
There's so much breath in it. Yeah.
Whoa.
You can keep Windows 8 tiles at bay with Retro UI.
You have to mod Windows to get your own Windows back.
Retro UI offers a free trial, after which a license, up to 3 personal computers, for $4.95 is available for businesses, too.
Wait, $495 or...
No, $4.95.
Oh, shit, that's not bad.
Still, I mean, you have to
pay...
Yeah,
you have to pay to get Windows back.
Yeah. Retro UI is a program that will take users directly to the classic desktop after login and even lock away the tiles completely.
Oh. Hey.
Lock them in a box and burn it.
Yeah.
Kill it with fire.
I'm probably not going to get Windows 8. I'll wait till whatever the hell they come out with next.
Yeah.
Windows Buena Vista 2.
Buena Vista.
Vista 2.
Vista 2 Electric Boogaloo. Fuckface Magoo.
Vista 2 from the grave.
Yeah. The desktop is just a hand. Just...
Yeah, the Windows login screen, yeah. Like, it shows the Windows logo, and then a zombie hand reaches up, yeah, grabs it, and pulls it down. And then it's like, Vista!
More like, Fista!
Then it takes you to the...
Shoots up a fist.
Takes you to the desktop where zombies trying to attack your cursor, but Vista runs so slow, there's nothing you can do about it.
Zombies just walk everywhere. They scuttle.
Google gets tons of takedown requests for sites that don't even exist.
Like companies tell them to take stuff down,
The public does. Companies, they're kind of an automated process, and a lot of these sites haven't existed for months.
Oh.
They say here that
Bless you.
Google gets all kinds of takedown requests for links or websites that haven't existed for a long time. Google got takedown notices from Mega Upload yesterday. Despite the fact that the site has been defunct since mid-January. Same thing with Demonoid and BT Junkie.
Has it really been that long?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah.
Even though those sites don't exist anymore either, the content the offending links point to is long gone. Who's sending all these requests, they say? Take a peek at Google's transparency report, and you can see they're big shareholders like Sony, Universal, Warner, and EMI. They aren't issuing the requests themselves, of course. They've got reporting agencies to do it. But still, no one in the chain has noticed Mega Upload links don't even work.
I've heard rumors that by the end of the year, Mega Upload will be back.
Good.
Yeah. That was a good site.
It's a symptom of increasingly automated copyright enforcement processes, the same kind of behavior that gets good content caught in the crossfire.
Well, fuck those companies.
Yeah.
Rawr. Rawr.
Guess the... Rubber.
I'm over.
You guys thinking about getting the new Kindle Fire?
Nope.
No.
Okay, well, guys, if you do get the new Kindle Fire, your default search engine will be Bing.
Can I change it?
You can change it, but unlike... you can change it, except you can't change the ads it's going to come with.
God damn
Kindle
it.
Fire is going to have ads.
There's a...
It better be $100, then.
There was a thing I saw on Facebook that someone... One of my friends or family members had liked it. So I saw it. It was a link to bingdit.com, and it's a comparison side-by-side of Google and Bing, but it's a blind comparison.
Uh-huh.
And you have to, like, type in something to search, and it'll pull up all the results.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it doesn't really work because it doesn't show Google's, like, Google Images, hot links, and their videos.
Oh.
It just shows the links. But I was, like, picking through, and apparently I prefer Google over Bing.
No,
surprise.
Yeah.
No.
But
what did Bing used to be? Remember Windows
Live Search, maybe?
Windows, all right. Yeah.
But yeah. Then it was like, well, I guess you like Google more, but 2-1 or more people prefer Bing 2-1.
Bullshit. And I'm
like, no,
more
they
people don't know how to change their default search browser, Bing.
Yeah, it's like anyone that gets Internet Explorer now, it's default to Bing. And yeah, your grandma doesn't know how to change from Bing to Google.
Grandma?
So Google Bing.
Grandma!
I don't want to get rid of my internet provider to get Google.
Does that cost money? No, Grandma, it doesn't. Are you sure?
I'm still on AOL. I love my grandkids.
I don't lose my shit too often. But when I do.
Have you guys heard the rumors about Amazon's new hardware foray?
Nope.
What?
Rumor is they're going to make a smartphone.
Oh, I've heard rumors before that Amazon's making a smartphone.
This article from money.cnn.com kind of lays out the pros and cons for it. Now, they say why the phone is good for Amazon. In 2007, the launch of the original Kindle e-reader was the first hardware play for Amazon, which then upped the ante by launching the Kindle Fire last year. Building a smartphone could make Amazon even more of a hardware player. And the smartphone market is large enough that even grabbing a small slice could be lucrative for Amazon. At the end of this year, Macquarie security estimates say that there will be about 140 million smartphone subscriptions in the U.S. alone.
That's a lot of cell phones.
Now, they say why it could be bad. Although the smartphone market is growing, that doesn't mean everyone gets to win. Companies with much more hardware experience than Amazon have struggled to gain current bigwigs like Apple and Samsung. Motorola has lost share since releasing flagship phones like Razer and the original Droid line, and Research in Motion is in a downward spiral ever since the BlackBerry lost its foothold.
BlackBerry.
Dude, the iPhone just uppercutted the fucking BlackBerry, dude.
You're just like, oh yeah, hey, how's it going? Douche!
Yeah, like hey, nice to meet you. I'm iPhone!
Remember when BlackBerry was good? BlackBerry was never good.
Yeah. Their operating system always just felt weird to me.
Palm Pilots. Does Palm still make
Palm's not even around anymore.
Really?
Yep.
Did they get subjugated?
HP bought them and then just dissolved
them. Strangled them behind a shack.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just beat him in the back of the head with a fire hydrant.
Zink. It's probably a keyboard.
All right, guys. Could you possibly guess which countries are the most internet literate?
Korea, one of
As
the Koreas.
The web index puts it.
South Korea.
One of the Koreas.
One of the
Only
Koreas.
Only South Korea.
North Korea is best Korea.
It's got Seoul. I'm saying South Korea and Japan.
Germany and Norway.
Oh, Norway's
Germany
a good
and
guess.
Norway, huh?
Norway is a good guess.
All right. Well, let me give you the top 10. We're going to start with number 10 is Ireland.
What?
Oh, yeah, because they're trying to get that.
Oh, yeah, in every home thing. Yeah.
Basically, they rank these by web index, web impact, economic impact, political, social, readiness, and communication.
Okay.
All right.
So overall quality of the web.
Yeah. So we're going to start with Ireland. Then we're going to go to Norway.
All right.
Number 8 is Australia.
All right.
Number 7 is New Zealand.
I knew New Zealand was up there.
Number 6 is Switzerland.
Swiss.
Number 5 is Finland. Number 4 is Canada, even though they have data caps now, countrywide. Number 3 is the United Kingdom. Number 2 is the United States of America.
All right, I was gonna say it was gonna be weird if we weren't on there.
Number 1 is Sweden.
Sweden?
Sweden.
Oh. All right.
Nice.
I'm surprised none of the Asian countries were on there.
They're close. There's a lot in there. Republic of Korea is 13.
Oh, okay.
Japan's 20. Stuff like that.
All right.
You guys want the bottom 10?
Yes.
Sure.
All right. We're going to start with Tanzania.
Knew it.
Followed by Nepal. All
right.
Followed by Cameroon.
No one doubted.
Then Mali. Then Bangladesh. Namibia. Ethiopia. Benin. I've never heard of this country, but Burkina Faso? Sounds like a name.
They're all those are all in Africa.
I mean, but I've at least heard of.
I think I've seen it. I have like in my bathroom, I have a world map on my shower. I think I've seen it.
Second to last is Zimbabwe. And the final one is Yemen.
Oh.
Yemen, you're bad with the internet.
Get out of here.
What was your black horse winner for the
Dark horse?
Yeah.
Black horse. Was it got to be a black horse?
What was your dark horse winner for the Olympics?
My dark horse? Oh, that was Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe?
Yeah, that was Zimbabwe.
And they only had like four Olympiads.
That's why it's a dark horse.
And you wanted them to win 17 medals?
Yeah.
Asking a lot.
Sniffing open Wi-Fi networks is not wiretapping, a judge says.
Awesome. Good.
See, this is
good.
A federal judge in Illinois has ruled that intercepting traffic on unencrypted Wi-Fi networks is not wiretapping. The decision runs counter to a 2011 decision that suggested Google may have violated laws when Street View cars intercepted fragments of traffic from open Wi-Fi networks around the country.
Oh, yeah, I forgot they did that.
The ruling is a preliminary step in a larger patent trolling case. A company called Innovatio IP Ventures has accused various hotels, coffee shops, restaurants, and supermarkets and other businesses that offer Wi-Fi services to the public, infringing on 17 of its patents. They wanted to use the packet-sniffing gear to gather Wi-Fi traffic for use as evidence in the case. It planned to immediately delete the contents of the packets, only keeping the headers. Still, the firm was concerned that doing so might violate federal privacy laws, so it sought a preliminary ruling on the question. Federal law makes it illegal to intercept electronic communications, but it includes an important exception. It's not illegal to intercept communications, quote, made through an electronic communication system that is configured so that such electronic communications is readily accessible to the general public.
Layman's terms, wire unsecured wireless network is freedom.
But I may be oversimplifying this, but like they're saying if it's available to the public, you can you can take it.
That's what they're saying.
But what if you get your iPod stolen from your car that wasn't locked? That's available to the public.
It's true, but they're talking about electronic devices at this
I know, moment. But I mean, it's kind of the same thing. It's just because you didn't protect it doesn't mean it should be taken.
Yeah.
That's a toughie, actually.
You know, because you know, I know people that say, like, oh, I got something stolen from my car. Well, did you leave it unlocked? Like, yeah, well, then you deserved it. Like, no, they don't. I mean, it's probably not a good move. It's not smart, but that doesn't mean it's free game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me.
I could see that. But there's no, like, implied security or privacy when it comes to an open Wi-Fi network.
Like, I can maybe understand personal Wi-Fi networks, but when a business widely advertises wireless internet, like Panera, when you log on to the internet, it gives you a spiel about whatever internet goes through this is unsecured and maybe blah, 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 blah.
Better be also using your VPN.
For 30 minutes or less, something like that.
That doesn't work. It doesn't shut off. I just go back and unplug the router every once in a blue moon. I remember at Oakview one time, some kid was playing WoW pretty hardcore. And I was like, guys, check this out. And I went and just unplugged the router for like 5 minutes.
Yes, I remember that day.
Yeah, he came in
for like a solid week.
Yeah, but he was like doing a raid, and I'm like, oh, this is going to be good.
Oh, here he comes. Here comes the rage. I can see it. Happens to me all the time. It's boiling up right there. See? It's right below the esophagus. Here it goes. Bruh!
Slide pictures that I print out of me, of like the plugs unplugged that I take with my phone, just slide them to them. Hey, that'll cost you.
Guys, American novelist Philip Roth wrote a book called The Human Stain, which is a book about Skyler's sock.
All right. What? No, that's going to be in my memoirs as What Could Have Been.
Andy liked that one.
What could have been?
Actually, the book is about his friend, Princeton professor Melvin Tooman. Tooman was trying to track down a couple students who had never attended class and ask them if they were spooks. I don't fucking understand why you would do that. If they never attended class, fuck them. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, track them down. And then not only do that, but go, are you a spook?
What's a spook?
I have no idea. The two students were black, leading to accusation against racism. Is that a racist term? And am I behind?
I think it might be.
To the internet.
It's a really dated racist term.
Yeah, that may be the case. But basically, so he wrote that book based on his experience, based on Melvin Tooman's experiences. Now, a Wikipedia article said his book was based on writer Anatole Breuinard.
All right.
So what Philip Roth, the writer of the book, did was go to edit the Wikipedia article. They said, quote, I understand your point that the author is the greatest authority on their own book, but we require secondary sources. So basically, the writer of the book was not sufficient source enough for Wikipedia to change the article. He was not a credible enough source.
Okay, that's awesome.
Oh.
He would have to,
is
like...
Is it a racist term?
It is a racist term.
Coined in like 1817? Like, what's... I've never heard that before.
It came from, all right, a word to describe a black person, normally used by older folks in their mid-70s. So it is an old term.
Yeah, God.
What's it from? Is there an origin?
No.
You're on Urban Dictionary, aren't
you? Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Why wouldn't I be?
I could guarantee you we could walk up to any black person we know, ask them if they're a spook, and they'd have no idea what the fuck we mean.
No, though, I'm here's up Frankenstein.
Here's
probably
another
they'll
one.
Be like, the fuck you a ghost? No,
here's
I'm not
another
a ghost.
One. A spook, a government agent, CIA or NSA.
See, that's what I was thinking.
Oh,
now,
that's.
Yeah, that so could also be it.
That may be why he probably asked them if they were spook as in a government
agent,
but then they're like, you're racist.
Yeah. Yeah, of course they happen to be black, so.
And, you know, no one knows that racial term, so there you go.
Yeah, and I mean, since they were black, he could have easily just done the cop out. It's okay, I have black friends.
Yeah.
But if they were CIA agents, you can't be like, it's okay, I have friends that are CIA agents.
And you two are mine. My new ones.
All right, gentlemen, that will do it for technology news.
Good, let's get some news.
Let's do it.
Time for the main event.
Let's get it on!
It's time for the 3-Hit Combo Newscast.
Let's go for the gold, Johnny!
All right, guys, you're sitting at home, lounging, probably watching My Little Pony.
Am I naked?
Oh, you can be. Do you want to be?
I'm naked.
All right, he's
naked. Human stain.
That's and a golf ball comes flying through your window.
Does it hit me?
No, it doesn't hit you.
Oh, okay. Then cool.
No, your twigs and berries are intact.
Thank good.
Anyway, how would you react?
I'd probably put some clothes on first.
I'd go to the window. Sans clothes. It's my house.
Just flop it. Flop it on the windowsill. All right, what do we got here?
Flop it on the windowsill. Press it against the glass.
Is this what you wanted?
Get it like a fucking bulldog face right up in it. Just like.
Okay, but basically, you live on the golf course. All right. Golf ball comes through.
That's
your
why
window.
I would never, ever buy a house on a golf course.
You go down and you confront the man who did it. I mean, what would you do? Would you talk to them? Would you
say, I'd be mad at first, but I usually seem to handle things like that like very calmly because you get a lot more things done instead of like fucking raging at someone if you're like, hey, I really appreciate it.
I'd give him his golf ball back and be like, hey, buddy, you help me pay for this window?
Yeah.
Well, so Jeff Fleming, who's 53, of Reno, Nevada, is accused of opening fire with a shotgun on a golfing twosome, hitting one man who was treated at hospital and released. Fleming was taken into custody at a local attorney's office when he fled following the shooting. Fleming was booked to the Washoe County Jail on suspicion of battery and assault with a deadly weapon. Police say he opened fire on the 16th hole of Reno's Lake Ridge Golf Course after one of the golfers shattered a window of his house with the ball. Fleming, whose home overlooks the course, had a verbal argument with the golfers before the shooting.
Jesus.
Authorities shut down and evacuated the course after the shooting.
Well, maybe he was just having some sort of Vietnam flashback.
He's 53.
You also have to have
maybe
some money to
maybe he's having
to
some sort of, I don't know, Iraq Storm 1 flashback.
There you go. Maybe.
Saddam, not my mom!
Oh, Andy.
A Chinese tourist is accused of swallowing $13,600 worth of diamonds at the Sri Lanka fair.
What?
Chow Cheng, who is 32, is believed to have swallowed the diamonds as he inspected it at the exhibition, attended by buyers from China, Hong Kong, Thailand, India, and Europe. Police spokesman, Indian name person, said his intention was to steal it. The x-ray showed the diamond was in his throat.
How much was it?
Well, it was 532 million rupees.
Now it's about 6, because it's gross.
But that's about $13,600.
Instead of a blood diamond, it's a poo diamond.
It's a vomit diamond.
Whatever way it came out. Dude, I'd be afraid of a diamond cutting something in my stomach, dude.
Oh, no, never mind. It's worth 1.8 million rupees. 532 million was what was there at the fair.
Oh, okay, got it. All right. Damn.
I want a couple rupees.
Yeah, I could use some.
Maybe a ruble from Russia.
I thought those were rubles.
I think those are rubles.
Yeah, rubles are, sorry. Ruples are just kind of funny.
Rubles?
Rubles.
It's like a kid's cereal.
Hot bowl of rubles. Hot plate of rubles. Hot plate of dick.
Oh, damn it. Do I still have that?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I think it's still.
Oh, here it is. It's under plate of dick.
Oh, hot plate of dick.
Oh yeah.
That's just gonna be your go to. Oh, your 1-2 combo is just whatever it is, and then oh yeah. I stuck a tampon with vodka in my vagina.
Oh yeah.
It's from the Slim Jim commercial.
I want to poop on your chest. Oh, yeah!
I haven't used that voice
in a while. When Randy Savage wants to poop on your chest, you let him.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll have sex with you for 2 double cheeseburgers.
Oh, yeah!
That can go with anything, dude. Just anything.
Like, you know he's not catching. He's going to plow you, Matt.
You spread.
Break you in like
you spread and butter them cheeks.
He's not even going to spit on it.
Yeah, you gotta pre-butter yourself.
Pre-butter yourself.
Butter.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
All right, we're done. Ben and Jerry sues porn maker over Ben and Jerry's line of X-rated DVDs.
Yes. You are my dog.
Ben and Jerry's considers Ben and Jerry's in bad taste. The ice cream maker that introduced the flavors such as Sweaty Balls and Caramel Sutra sued the maker of Ben and Jerry's X-rated DVDs Wednesday, saying the hardcore pornographic films have smeared its reputation.
Say those names again.
Ben and Jerry's. So Ben and Jerry's has made flavors called Sweaty Balls from the Saturday Night Live bit with Alec Baldwin and Caramel Sutra.
Yes.
Yes. You gotta try that one.
Yes.
The trademark lawsuit in U.S. District Court in Manhattan said the sale of hardcore and exploitive pornographic DVDs and related goods is tarnishing Ben & Jerry's Homemade Inc.'s name by creating an association with pornography.
I really don't know why they're so worried about it. Nobody buys porno DVDs anymore.
Yeah, that's true. It said the claims arise from distribution and sale of a series of DVDs containing exploitive hardcore pornographic films, featuring titles and themes based on well-known Ben & Jerry's ice cream flavors.
What if it's just some dude fucking ice cream?
You know who does buy porno DVDs? Old people who don't know how to download porn.
Yes, it's true. Like 50-year-old guys.
I bought this DVD from the spook down at the corner store.
What did you Not say? Not cool, man. Yeah. Not cool.
No, anyone under the age of 60 would be like, what?
Yeah. Were they scary,
okay,
I guess?
Do we have a list of names for these...
We have three.
Okay, hit me.
Well, they've made a movie called Boston Cream Thigh, based off of Boston Cream Pie.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah, that's the ice cream name. Yeah. New York's Fat and Chunky, based off of New York's Super Fudge Chunk, and Peanut Butter D Cup. Off of Peanut Butter Cup.
We're all over the age of 20.
Sex jokes. Dude, poop jokes next.
I will be in the office counting money, and if I get 69 cents, I will just be like, and then I'll just keep going.
I keep laughing at poop jokes, but I've already told you why. So.
Poop jokes are always funny.
The poop story.
Andy, how'd you get 69 cents in nickels? I love it too much. There's clearly 70 cents here, Andy. No? No. It just says 69 plus one on the sheet.
Everything on it is just 69 plus whatever amount.
No. I'm just going to keep doing weird laughs until we move on.
All right.
A man was arrested in Idaho after he texted a text to an officer about meth.
Was it an officer he knew? No, it was the wrong number.
Good.
Yeah.
An Idaho man is apparently trying to get the most bang for his drug purchasing buck, accidentally texted a narcotics detective while he searched for people to join him in a methamphetamine buy.
That's awesome.
Police in Lewiston, Idaho arrested 37-year-old Aaron D. Templeton Wednesday on suspicion of conspiracy to deliver meth. Court records say one of the police detectives received a text on Wednesday morning asking if she knew anyone looking for drugs. After determining it wasn't his coworkers playing a joke, the detective arranged to meet the man to deliver $150 that would be pooled with money from other buyers to enable a bulk purchase of meth.
Oh my God.
I didn't know you bought those in bulk.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can get retail prices or wholesale if you do it in bulk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's the difference between shopping behind Walmart for meth and shopping behind Sam's Club for meth. So. You have to have your card, though.
Templeton was arrested when he arrived at the designated meeting place. He has the meth card.
Yeah,
the meth club card.
The meth club.
Oh, come on in. All right, thank you.
Yeah, you want to buy the pallet of meth right now? Do you get your meth club card?
No.
We also have these 10-key blocks of marijuana, too. We got those going.
Okay. Fire sale!
Here's our frequent buyer card. You get a punch for every tooth you have left. If you can reach 10, you get a discount.
You get a free crack pipe.
You get 10% off your next purchase. Under 100.
1,000 grams.
Good stuff.
Go!
Yeah. I made it.
Don't hurt yourself. Patting yourself on the back.
Oh! Oh, my elbow. Guys, I can't do the podcast.
How are you going to click the soundboard?
Without I don't know. It was my left elbow.
It'll be
elbow.
Like you have to finish work with a dislocated shoulder.
That's right. That happened once.
God damn it.
All right, guys.
me.
To Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Florida college kids jailed after a dumb prank goes wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Two students at Florida's St. Leo University decided to play a little prank. So they sprayed furniture polish on the terrazzo floor of their residence floor and hoped that someone would slip. Someone did. And it was hilarious. It was hilarious watching the person on crutches slip, hurt their leg, and get a concussion.
Was their leg already hurt?
Yes.
Was it the same hurt leg that got hurt?
Yes.
Okay.
She also sustained a bruise on her lower back.
Is she hot?
She was taken to an urgent care facility. No. I don't know.
Dude, if I was a journalist, I'd be the worst one. And then she got attacked. Was she hot? I that doesn't matter. She's dead now. But was she hot?
Is everything still working downstairs? Can we meet up?
I need to investigate that snatch.
Both kids were taken to jail. Both were charged with culpable negligence with injury, first degree misdemeanor. They could be fined up to $1,000 each, or possibly even face a year in jail.
Oh damn!
Culpable misdemeanor.
I swear, sometimes they make some fucking laws up.
I know.
Like,
there's like
shenanigans law,
like buggery.
That's yeah, what, I've like heard that. Of buggery.
There's also sexual mischief.
Yeah.
Oh man, he snuck that egg somewhere.
I'm suing for this snatch egg.
All right, guys, that will do it for news, and that will do it for another episode of Three Hit Combo Podcast.
Done.
I think this is 59.
Bah, bah, bah.
Ooh, ah, ten more episodes.
Oh, I don't think I'll be here for that.
The whole episode? Aww. Yeah, you probably won't.
I got like one, 7 weeks left.
4, 5, 6. Yeah, you got. Yeah, you're gonna be gone. You're not gonna be here with Andy. The whole episode's going.
Yeah.
We better call this the. We better call this the 69ers.
We need to find a third host.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you guys.
We're running out of time.
Craigslist. This hobo McScratchy over here is like, man, cash.
Screw who believes in EA. They are the Dark Knight.
Anyway, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3-8-combo-podcast. 3-8-combo-podcast@gmail.com is where you can email us. Twitter.com/3-8-combo-PC. That's number 3. PC stands for podcast. Find us on YouTube. Search 3-8-combo-podcast. Find us at gpxgaming.net and 3-8-combo-podcast.blogspot.com.
I figured out that if you Google us, 3-Hit Combo Podcast, you actually pull up all our links for on Google. So
then Google 3-Hit Combo Podcast.
Bam!
And then you can find it. That'll give us the Facebook, YouTube, and
a plethora
GPX
of
Gaming.
3-Hit Combo information.
The top three are going to be GPX.
And if
Gaming.
You want to replace Skylar as the third host and then are in the Omaha area,
yeah, let us
send us an email or shoot me a text, because I'm sure most people that would want to be a host.
You,
I already know.
We will have you meet up with Skylar in the back of a Walmart.
We got an obstacle course for you.
Yeah.
What if you got, like, Emily Peterson?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Hey, all boobs. Right. What's up?
Well, we're good.
All right. So, for Skylar and Andy, this is Matt signing out. The top of 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 the top of